Today is May 4th, 2021. It is a Tuesday. And I remember when I first started these daily financial market reports, I on Mondays and Tuesdays, I would always talk about how the market information would start to come in and things would start to solidify on Tuesdays. And to start to look for a major change in midweek, somewhere around Wednesday. And, of course, Thursday would really be considered the deadline or the cutoff date. So, in theory, if you were to look at it from that perspective, a week's perspective, which I used to tout quite a bit, okay, when you look at it from a week's perspective, looking for your investment to kind of gain value within a week's time, then you really only had 24-hour window to really make a difference. Guys, I, as well as you all know by now, you should know. If you don't know, then go back and check out all of the previous updates that I've done already. You should already know that a one-week window is not really that much time. It doesn't really give you enough time to really see the true value of your investment grow. And that's one thing that I want to always emphasize. That's one thing I will always continue to emphasize, is to let everyone understand and everyone know that no matter what asset that you're investing in, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it has value to it, no matter what asset it is, give time to either manifest profits, or I should actually say appreciate in value, or depreciate in value. Now, either way, it will manifest profit depending on which direction you take. If you decide to take the long-term direction, the buy direction, I should say, then you're basically saying that you believe this asset will appreciate in value. If you decide to take the short-term, or I should say the sell position, excuse me this morning, but if you decide to take the sell position, then you're in essence saying that you believe that this asset will depreciate in value over time. Now, question is this: what constitutes as over time? You have to take into consideration and look at the amount of time that you're giving an asset to do this. If you're going to give the asset a set amount of time, meaning you're going to give the asset anywhere from 6 months to 1 year. Now, minimum, if you've read the ebook Easy Forex Trading, you're already going to know that there's a minimum of 90 days, 3 months, 90 days. So if you give yourself a minimum of 90 days, always understand before that 90-day marker hits, before that 90-day time frame actually is completed, you're going to go through several different phases. You're going to go through drawdown phases and profit phases. I've talked quite a bit about that. I don't want to talk too much about that right now. But you will go through several different phases. But ultimately, regardless of what direction you're going with the asset, ultimately, you're going to get into something called profit zone. Now, what is profit zone? Profit zone is basically several different drawdown phases, and several different profit phases have already transpired. They've transpired already. And usually in about, let's say, a good five phases of both, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to pretty much remain in profit. So in other words, if you're using MetaTrader 4, you're going to realize that your account will consistently stay blue. That means you're pretty much past the mark of value where certain testings will need to take place where your account will be affected. Now, your account will always be affected. That's not the point. But the main point is this. You're getting closer and closer to your final goal, your final destination. And what should be your final destination? Again, keeping everything in the concept, in the context of this long-term investment strategy, teaching everyone here how important it is to hold on to your trade. Don't let it go. Allow for the first minimum 90 days to manifest and get into what's called profit zone. You're usually going to enter into profit zone. If I were to use a time perspective, if it's going to take 90 days minimum to actually get there, usually within the first 30 to 45 days, you're going to go way beyond your initial point and you're going to be in profit zone. You're going to, by then, have already gone through several different market phases of drawdown phase and profit phase, right? Until you finally reach into this profit zone. I'm going to actually come up with a visual analogy so then that way I can put it up on the website and have you guys refer to that. So that way you can actually have a visual understanding of what I'm talking about as well. So it's going to take quite some time. Now, after you finally reach that minimum profit phase point, and that's usually the 3-month point, once you reach there, now you could kind of take a breather, and here's what I mean by that. In fact, before I even get into explaining what I mean by taking a breather, I'm going to have to take a commercial break, and then after the commercial break, I'll get right back into the explanation of understanding profit phases, drawdown phases, but ultimately the profit zone in relation to the context of the time frame, 3 months, 6 months, and then 12 months. I'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Forex Helper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey.
All right. I'm back, you guys. And this is going to be a very short show, so bear with me as I go through this analysis on how one should actually look at their investment when they're holding their trades long term. Now, if you haven't done this, I urge you to do this very soon, okay, at your earliest convenience, but sooner than later. Check out the YouTube video series. It's called The Case for Long Term. The Case for Long Term. Now, I have several different trades that I've placed using the strategy, and with using the strategy, you'll be able to see not only does it work with the indices, which those most recent videos are indices right now, but you'll also be able to see how it works with Forex assets, see how it works with cryptocurrency assets. You'll be able to see how it works with commodities, all right? So there are different, you can use them for the stock market, all right? Some assets work better than others. In other words, they will produce a better yield than others. If you were to look at the video, the case for long term, you would be able to see my case in point, not only about the long term being more beneficial in terms of having a better result consistently, a better result and a higher percentage of success rate the longer you hold it. The longer you hold it, you're going to find yourself in the high 90 percentile, probably 98 percentile range. Not only will you find yourself there, but you're going to find that depending on the asset that you're holding, different ones will produce different yields, okay? I'm going to give you an example. With the Nikkei, I believe, and I could be wrong, but it's in the hundreds of thousands of points. Now, why is that? Because look at where we are, where we've come in the stock market world. And that's the stock market world when I'm talking about the index or indices, okay? These are taking business stocks. So over the course of time, just within the past few years now, we've seen several indexes around the world skyrocket in value. This is the largest we've seen indexes skyrocket over a long period of time. All right, we've surpassed the point of 2008 just in the NASDAQ alone, and all the U.S. Indexes. We've passed that point, and we're way over close to 4,000 points on, I believe, even just on the NASDAQ alone. So we've way surpassed the initial benchmark that we fell off in 2008. And this is the highest we've ever been in history, in stock market history, all right? So the same is true with several other indices around the world. So when you take that into consideration, you're going to find yourself in the position where here's an asset which is being traded in the form of the index, and you're able to trade it, and the points that are gaining from this are astronomically huge, okay? Way larger than they've ever been. That's because of where we are, three, in regards to the stock market. Now, if it sounds like I'm kind of lost for words, it's because the time is running out on me. I'm hearing this lady's voice, and she's very distracting. Telling me that I only have 90 seconds, 60 seconds left. So, guys, I'm going to have to end the broadcast, and I will continue with this on our next broadcast. But even more importantly, check out the video, The Case for Long Term. This is Gabriel, the Forex Helper, and God bless.